With the growing population of Mornington Peninsula, the once coastal destination for Victorians is now a bubble of fear. Southern suburbs are experiencing terrifying criminal offences as innocent owners are uncertain of their future safety. Christian Corns is empathetic for young offenders, even after his family was made vulnerable. He says they are in need of support.
On the one hand, I do have some empathy for what motivates these people in terms of their own difficult backgrounds. But on the other hand, as a victim of their offending, I do believe that there should be tougher penalties.
Now, a need for investment into prevention programs is more important than ever. Terry Rowland's Mornington Police Inspector implemented the neighbourhood policing program towards the end of 2024. As Chris Cruther says, these programs aim to build a relationship between youth and police to foster a connected community.
I think it'd be good to get police back in schools and back in community groups, actually connecting with youth as well, so they're not deemed as the other. So police don't deem the youth as another, and then the youth don't deem the police as the other, so they can have relationships. I think that's a program that's been lost from the system. But these things need funding and they need resources. I know Peninsula Police are stretched as it is, just trying to keep up with the responding to crime, let alone doing more of these preventative programs that Terry would have been talking about.
But Christian Corns believes the police are a little too late.
State government has belatedly done that. I think it's far too little too late, but I think the only way, unfortunately, to send a message to these offenders is to deprive them of their liberty, and that's a strong signal that society won't tolerate their behaviour.
For Chris Cruther, he hopes the implementation of these programs will help youth reach their full potential.
Every young person has gifts and abilities and often dreams and aspirations. Many sometimes are limited because of either where they live or their family circumstances or their financial circumstances. Despite those circumstances, try to engage in positive activities, whether it's in sport or the community. Where you have bad influences, try to get away from those influences and yeah, try to find your purpose in life and your direction and positive things that you can do instead of going down the negative path.
With a strong focus on preventative programs for youth on the Mornington Peninsula, we hope to see a significant decrease in home invasions and burglaries looking forward. Ella Rusmier, RMIT Melbourne.